The details of the complaint made about Brian Stanley have not, as of yet, become public knowledge. Despite this, the allegation and how it was handled, coupled with the Laois TD's decision to resign from Sinn Féin, have put the political spotlight on his former party, coming shortly after two staff members resigned for providing work references for former press officer Michael McMonagall while he was under investigation for child sex offences, and the resignation from the party of another TD, Patricia Ryan. Our reporter Kieran Dineen last night talked to grassroots members of the party. First, here's Conor Dowling Lenehan, an activist in Athlone.
I've been an activist and I've met some of the greatest people I've ever met in this party, and like, it's very disheartening to hear. And look, obviously it will have an effect in the election, because anything of this nature is bound to have some influence on public opinion, however great or small. Most party members were kind of shocked. We hadn't a clue of it, you know, to be quite honest with you. Obviously, when you see the party name being put through the media so much recently, it's not going to help anyone. That's for certain. So it's very demoralizing on the level of for activists. And I think it's right that the party has to answer questions on this when it's concluded, because we believe in holding everyone else to account. So we have to adopt that attitude with ourselves as well.
Helen Campion is a Sinn Féin member in County Laois, where the TD hails from.
Deputy Stanley is, in my opinion, deflecting from the actual issue itself. What I feel is that Deputy Stanley should make a statement regarding what the complaint is about, rather than throwing mud and blame at the process. You know, if we're going to make statements, why not make a statement on what the actual complaint is?
Dermot Connolly is a councillor from Ballinasloe in County Galway.
If people are responsible for indiscretion, that's what procedures are there for, like to ensure that proper processes are followed. Like as we've seen in Belfast, where it was like when there was people done wrong, they were held to account and the sanction was applied on them, and rightly so. You know, so since Mary Lou has become leader, look, I think she's very conscious of that. Everybody is respected and treated in a proper way. You know,
for members in Laois, the attention now turns to finding a new general election candidate.
There's plenty of good people here in Laois. There's plenty of good members, plenty of good candidates. But obviously now we've got to regroup, regather. But I will tell you, we're undivided. And there's no disarray here. There's no division here. We are completely focused on making sure that we have a strong candidate in going forward for when the election's called.
That was Sinn Féin member Helen Campion ending that report from Kieran Dineen.